Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your market update for July 17th, 2024. So today's video, I'm going to get a lot of comments down below because what I'm going to do today is explain to you guys NVIDIA stock and how that's relative or related to the Austin housing market. Because why we're doing this today is there's just no economic news. Look on the housing or the new economic news for Wednesday, oil inventories. That's all that's out today. And mortgage rates are right through here. And we'll go over that in a second. But what I want to show you guys is a lot of the fear in housing right now is, well, housing prices went up so high, nobody can afford them anymore. So what I want to explain to you guys is how all the fundamentals of things truly, truly work. So let's dig into something. Here's NVIDIA stock. So if you looked at this today and you'd be like, oh my, if I invested this, I'm down 4%. 4% today. Today alone, it's crashing. Well, let's go back just 5 days and see what that looks like. Well, if you go back 5 days, here's what it looks like. And yeah, it's down there too. So this market is plummeting. Look, it's down in a five-day period, it's down 3.82%. So you can see that right there. But let's go a little further back. If you go 3 months, what's the return? 48%. You go to 6 months, what's the return? 130%. Year to date, what's the return? 150%. You go back five, it's 2,900%. So here's what I'm saying. If you look long term, you've quadrupled your money. But if you look at a one-day time frame, I can skew it and say, okay, NVIDIA's stock's going to crash. Now, what does this have to do with housing? Well, let's get over to here. NVIDIA's stock's based on a bunch of fundamentals, PE ratios, earnings reports, and all these margins and everything else through here. I'm not here to teach you that part of it. What I'm here to teach you is this. Let's go to Austin. Everybody says Austin is crashing, and it's the terrible, worst market. But here, let's put into context some of the information. Okay, here's what we got in Austin, Texas. We got an Altos Research. I'm going to go down through here and show you something. But the first thing I want to show you is right through here. Okay, from 2019 to 2022, the Austin market saw 93% appreciation over that time frame. Okay, so I want you to take that in the context. So now when you're looking at this market and you're saying, okay, it's overpriced, the market's going to crash. Well, let's really go to take a deep dive into the Altos Research information. And guys, you have to trust some information. Okay, you have to trust some information. So let's look at the fundamentals of Austin. Now, I'm not saying Austin's a great place to move or buy right now, but I'm not saying it's not. What I want to show you guys is the relationship between, you can't just say, well, the price is so high up, it's got to crash, because it doesn't have to. All right, so let's take a deep dive into the Austin market. And I'm not saying it's a healthy market or whatever, but I want to show you just the details. Right through here, you can go to altosresearch.com and you can plug in to get research on market areas. And I picked in Austin. So let's go through this information just briefly. Median prices, you're going to see right through there, square footage, so forth. It says price decreases. Now, this is pretty big. The normal price decreases throughout the country right now is about 30%. So that's almost double the expected. Price increases, well, 2% of the thing is increasing. Nobody ever talks about that. Inventory, 3373. But unless you know what the average inventory is, you don't know what that means. But if you see through here, it's going to show you what the inventory is over time. Okay, median rents, market action, and then you can go down through here and see the prices of homes. So if you go all the way back to 2021, the house prices in Austin were, what is that, a 7-day average, $699. We go all the way over here and see what the 7-day average is, 7 something. So the market's not crashing, but what I'm trying to explain to everybody is the fundamentals. How do you figure out this? You just can't say, well, the prices are up so high, nobody could afford it. Because if that was the case, nobody would be buying NVIDIA stock. Now, I know it's different. But my whole gist here is you can't say, well, just because something is up this much in value, it has to crash. Okay, so that's my whole content. One of the things I'd suggest you use is Altos Research. If you haven't used this yet, I got a link of it down below. Check your market area to see, is your market area healthy? What's going on with it? So that's the report on that part of the equation. So now let's get over to the major markets that we're seeing right now. Let's go to CNBC to see what that looks like. I didn't even pull it up yet. I don't even really know what the markets are doing. We have the Dow Jones up 138. We have S&P down 47. The NASDAQ's giving back 310. 10. But again, these markets have been rallying like crazy. Let's go to cryptocurrency. You see what's that doing for the day. It's up another 300 points. And let's see oil. Oil, the reason why I watch oil is for mainly inflation, because as this price goes up, the inflation numbers are going to go up. That's basically pure math right there. Oil prices steady amidst falling. Man, they really didn't even give us anything. Weekly dollar. Okay, so that's that piece of the equation. So now let's get over to my reporting. Here's the data that we got in today. So the only thing that's really popping out right now is refinances. Refinances are running off the board. So a lot of people are refinancing. Look at this. We have more people right now refinancing than buying homes. You can see that right through the indexes right there. The purchase index went from 144 to 140. We have the refinance index went from 532 to 613. Housing starts, they're starting to pick up just a little bit. Previous reading was 1.2 million, was revised to 1.31, and now it's currently at 1.35. So that's picking up just a little bit. Building permits through here, that's picking up as well. So it's starting to look, you know, at least through here, that the building permits are up a decent amount right now. Let's go over to the MBS market to see what in the heck's going on with mortgage rates. So we follow on this channel to figure out what in the heck's going on with mortgage rates. We don't follow the 10-year treasury. We won't just Google it and say, what's today's mortgage rates? I'm trying to figure out and help you guys, guide you along this equation. So how do we monitor? What's the best way to monitor rates? Well, follow the mortgage bonds, because this bond here makes up the biggest part of your mortgage rate. So if you know what's going on with the mortgage-backed security bonds, you'll know exactly what's going on with mortgage rates. So right now what we have in the market is the MBSs are down 11. That means all you need to understand over here, and bonds work this way. If the price of a bond goes up, like you're seeing over here, yields come down. Okay, so 11 tick down really isn't going to do that much. If we go over to the interest rates for today, I don't know how this ticked up to three ticks, because the MBSs closed yesterday up like 15 or 20. So I don't know how this works or how that's coming across. But again, guys, these aren't my rates. Rates should ease maybe, or just stay steady where they are right now. These are the top six programs people use when they're buying their first house. Now, let me explain this. I used to do it every day, but a lot of people are like, Dan, we don't need to know this every day. These are the top six programs people use when they're buying their first house. Now, these aren't my rates. These aren't any individual bank's rates. What they are is Mortgage News Daily, right up there, who publishes this. They survey lenders all over the country, and they ask them five questions, okay? This is the criteria of the borrower who gets that rate. Those five pieces of the equation are, they're looking to buy a primary home. They live there. It's a single family home, and it's going to be a single family home. Okay, so that's the three criteria there. But there's two other pieces of this equation. Man, there is word. The web is really bad today. Two other pieces of this equation. Well, those two other pieces of the equation is, these people are putting down 25% and they have a 780 credit score. Is that you? Well, it's probably not you, because our average buyer right now is about a 680 to 700 credit score, and they're putting down 5%. You don't need to put down 20 or 25%. So these are, like I said, these are national averages for that criteria. If you're looking to find out, you know, what do you qualify for? All I ask you to do is don't disqualify yourself. That's the only thing I'm asking you to do right now. So if you're in the market and you're like, hey, I'd love to see if I could buy a house. I'd love to see if I can buy an investment property to get some cash flow. Maybe I'm looking to refinance. I closed back in October, November. My rate's 8%. Now I'm seeing rates in the high sixes. It'll at least save me a little bit of money. Does any of this work? So if you have any of those questions, please go to therateupdate.com and put in the application. You can click that application link right there. We're not going to hound you. What we're going to do, once you do that, you're going to schedule a calendar call with us. So we're going to call you or Zoom with you or just text you and go over every question that you have. And there should be plenty. If you don't have a lot of questions, I'll be filling in the blanks for you, because I want you to understand home ownership and everything that's comprised of that. So my name is Dan Frio. I'd love for you to become a subscriber of mine to learn more about real estate on a daily basis. How do you do that? Well, click the subscribe button right over there. We also have live events every Wednesday at 2:30 Central Time. So join us later today. Me and Kyle from Kyle Seagraves of Win the House You Love, we're here to answer any questions that you have. And today's event, we're going to talk about down payment assistance. Are they good, bad? Which one should you look for? And if you want to look for some really good ones, right through here, check the grant finder right up there. It's going to find you up to three grants that don't require any paybacks. They're basically free money to you. So thanks so much for watching. I'll be back at the closing bell and our live event later this afternoon. Take care. Don't forget to subscribe right over there. Have a great day. Bye-bye.